Okay, good morning all. We're up to Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. So the Mishnah wants to know what kind of shofar is a person allowed to use on Rosh Hashanah. So the Mishnah says as follows: Shofar shel Rosh Hashanah shel Ya'el Pashut. This is not going to sound familiar to us, but evidently according to this Tanakhama, the type of shofar that you should use on Rosh Hashanah should be that of a wild goat. That would be the ideal, and it should be a straight shofar. So obviously we don't pass like this. We always use a curved shofar, but that is evidently the opinion of this Tanakhama to use a straight shofar. Upivit mitzupe zahav. And the Beis Hamikdash should also look a little bit differently than how we have our normal Rosh Hashanah service, because the shofar in the Beis Hamikdash, it had a mouthpiece and it was plated with gold. And there were also trumpets that were played along with the shofar. So in other words, you had the guy blowing the shofar, and you had two trumpet. You had one trumpet on either side, making a total of two. Shofar ma'arich the chatzosros mekatzros. Since the shofar was the biblical commandment, so they would blow the shofar and the chatzosros and the trumpets at the same exact time, but the trumpets would stop playing and the shofar would continue playing, would be longer, so that people would actually hear it by itself, so fulfill the biblical commandment. Shemitzvah hayom b'shofar, because the main mitzvah of the day is to blow shofar and not the actual trumpets. Mishnah Dalid has the following situation. So there's also a commandment, a biblical commandment, evidently, that we should blow the shofars in the Beis Hamikdash on a fast day. There's a rabbinic commandment as well to blow shofars. So this is what they used to do. Batanios Mishal Zecharim Kefufin on shofars. The shofars, they used to blow two shofars and two trumpets on fast days. So the shofars they used to use on fast days would be the horns of male sheep, and they would be curved. The reason why they would be curved is the same reason why our Rosh Hashanah shofars that we use are curved, because it represents some sort of fear and trepidation, that we're bowing down to God, so that's why it's curved. U'pien mitzupe kesef, and their mouthpieces would be plated with silver. U'shtei chatzosros be'emza. So in other words, so now that you have the two trumpets that were in the middle, so there were two trumpet blowers in the middle, and on either side of these trumpet blowers were there was one shofar on each side. Shofar mekatzer v'chatzosros marichos. So the shofar blowing would be shorter, and the trumpet blowing would be longer, because the trumpets, again, are a biblical commandment. The shofar on a fast day is a rabbinic commandment, so they want to make sure that the trumpets were heard by themselves, so that a person would be able to fulfill this biblical commandment. So again, the shofar blowing was shorter than the trumpets. Shemitzvah hayom v'chatzosros, because the main mitzvah of the day is to blow the trumpets. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Dalid. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Hey, but for now we will stop right here.